We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Yes, puppies. Puppies will make them sleep. Sleep.
On WAAF.
Let's see. Here's a 518 text. Where is that from, Danielle?
New York.
I have a friend who works at a luxury hotel, and he has had a number of encounters with Hanks. Can confirm that he is actually a dick. I knew it.
Really?
Yes, I knew it. That's an eyewitness account right there. Eyewitness account. Here's a 781 text that says Tom Hanks is the smiley face killer. Didn't know that, but I mean, listen, if you were out at a bar, you're a young male out at a bar drinking with your friends, and Hanks shows up and wants to sing you happy birthday and buy you a beer, you would take the beer and you wouldn't think that you're being roofied or anything
else. He's throwing out lines from Forrest. You know, stupid is what stupid does. Oh, isn't he the best? I feel dizzy.
Let's see. Here's a 781 text that says, I am hoping that Del Frisco chews and screws on the tab, but leaves a tip.
I know.
hope he does. I hope he does, too. I hope he does. Hello, Mike. Obscure reference? Hey.
Obscure Del Frisco's reference?
Yes.
The Laura Biden citizen.
Yes. That's a great movie, Law Abiding Citizen. This is Paul, who is calling back. Yes, Paul.
Hey, I apologize. And by the way, for anybody ever out in Richardson, the guy who owns used to own Del Frisco's, he owns a restaurant called Texas Out of This World.
Where is it?
Richardson. So just north of Dallas. It's a restaurant. It's called Texas. He was 86. So he must be like, he was 84. So he's like 86, 87. So he asks you two questions when you come. Well, if you're there with a hot-looking woman, he'll walk up to you and ask you two trivia questions. If you can answer them, he will give you a bottle of champagne.
Really?
With your meal. Yes.
And what is the what's the name of the place?
Texas.
Okay. All right. Good info.
So, question for you, Greg. So you know, here you are dissing Tom.
Yeah.
So you and all your travels out, you know, out to Pittsburgh, out to the Midwest, whatever.
Yes.
How on the moon business is, if somebody sees you at an airport, you know, at John Wayne International or something, are you going to oblige them? Or are you just going to, you know, just turn your shoulder and not, you know, not say hello or anything?
Let me just make it clear. My level of fame is on par with that of a carnival barker. So I am not often asked in an airport to sing happy birthday. However, if asked, I probably would do it. All right. Here are today's Hillmail voicemail messages, and they are presented by East Coast Metal Roofing. And you should reach out to them today because it is the first day of spring and the roofing season rush is on. And they are offering you 10% off a brand new metal roof. That is their Spring into Savings program. So visit eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com.
Tuesday, 8:19 a.m.
Well, from a vomit stain found on the sidewalk over 30 years ago, police have identified the man found on the toilet asleep at Daisy's the morning the proprietor came in to open as Lyndon the Drinker.
End of message.
No way, kid. Joe Cimino loves me.
Like he does.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was reading, following up on the Jack the Ripper discussion yesterday, there are a lot of genealogists or DNA experts, whatever they are, who say that they doubt that story, that they were able to identify the Polish barber as the actual Jack the Ripper because the DNA is, the technology is not necessarily that good. Or there's some, they found some flaw with it or something.
Yeah, because
like
they're able to get DNA not just from animals but from grain. Like I know the guy from Dogfish Head Ale.
Yeah,
takes ancient grain or whatever found in some kind of archaeological site and has the DNA replicated to to make strange kinds of beers and stuff. And then that woolly mammoth story, they were able to bring it back to life.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I just don't. Anyway, the expert, I'm not an expert, so they're doubting the fact that this is factual information that the guy was Jack the Ripper.
Tuesday, 8:27 a.m.
Yo, girl! My poll is all about Danielle, yo!
End of message.
Well, Danielle's not
on. That's kind of creepy.
Kind of.
Stanley's poll this morning, you can vote on our Twitter feed or on our Instagram. On Instagram, it's WAAF Boston. On Twitter, it's at WAAF. And it's about, on the first day of spring here in Massholia, whether you believe that we will get one more snowstorm or not.
Tuesday, 10:21 p.m.
You know who isn't triggered by sauce? LB. Because it sounded like he was on the sauce during yesterday's live read.
End of message.
I'm always on the sauce.
Pretty sure he was for the whole show yesterday.
Yes,
23 years in counting, people.
Yeah. If you're He's committed.
Tick off today.
5:11 a.m.
Hey, kid.
Yeah?
I'll be here. Mm-hmm. You know, it stresses me out sometimes, waiting for me to get to the point of my story. What? Don't you like vanilla ice cream dipped in chocolate, kid? Yeah. You know, I was a brilliant.
End of message. 5:36 a.m.
Greg, I heard you saying how you had your new suit taken out in a particular area down below. You're absolutely right. You did not need to tell us what that area was. We all know that it was the gut.
End of message.
Listen. When I was out getting the new meeting sport coat yesterday, I'll admit it was a little tight in the midsection area.
Yeah. No, but is it supposed to be now? That's the fashion trend, right?
Yeah.
The skinny pants and the skinny suit.
Yeah, if you're $1.50 and 6'2". Yeah.
You know, you get the one button and you look like everybody looks like they're busting out of their jacket.
Listen, I think that there will be a lot of fun for you. Those of you who like to ridicule me, I will debut the new meeting sport coat at the Greg Hill Foundation's annual event tonight at the UMass Club in Boston. Tonight's event is called 3,215 Days, and we are celebrating the 3,215 days that you have been giving generously to those around you. And last minute plug for the event tonight, I hope you'll think about joining me. I believe Danielle is coming tonight.
Correct.
What are you wearing this evening?
We don't know that until shortly before departure.
Okay, it takes a long time to pick the outfits.
I haven't looked at what's back from the dry cleaner. Yeah. Which heels are going to be appropriate for the weather? I have to see what the temp's going to be.
Do you have like five or seven closets? I mean, I'm imagining that you have an awful lot of. I mean, you had a horrible shopping addiction at one point.
Yes.
I believe you told us that you racked up about 50 G's on the credit cards buying the clothes and the shoes
all
and the bags
things.
And the
things.
So you must have endless closets full of clothes.
I do. Yeah. And I'm starting to fit back into all of them, which is nice.
Yes.
Ooh, look at you.
Damn.
Yeah, I laugh at Annie because our closet, she has dresses in there that she's never even worn.
Oh, yeah.
They're bought in like, 1999.
Right.
Make plans to join us this evening. The event starts at 6, and we play a video every year in which you get to hear from some of those that you have helped.
Bring the tissues for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring the tissues.
And you'll hear some of our beneficiaries and their inspirational stories of recovery after fighting through tragedy. So you can get your tickets when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org.
Now, important question going back to the sport coat briefly.
Yes.
Did you have it custom tailored for your current body or for the body you think you're going to have once you get back to running in 2 months?
Because all
of my clothes I've ever purchased are in a size 2 or 4 I'm going to want to wear this in that size someday when I get skinny again.
No, I got to tell you, it's for my current jacked body makeup, or whatever you want, you might refer to it.
I understand what that word is.
My tight
pepper jack.
What was yesterday? Buys, tries, and back.
Yes, it was. So, jackass. All right. Here's a text asking if I bought that jacket yesterday in honor of Craig Sager. He was somebody who dressed. I don't think it's that bad. I mean, it's an aggressive.
No, it's not. It's an aggressive Craig Sager.
It's an aggressive pattern, but I do that now just to be made fun of. It's like silver puffy jacket. I mean, pretty soon. I mean, today's the first day of spring. I'm going to pack silver puffy jacket away for the winter soon, and you won't have that to make fun of me about anymore. This is Nancy. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
What's up, Nancy?
Me and some girlfriends went to Nashville last weekend, and in the airport, Bill Belichick was there.
Yes.
And we were dying. We were like, oh, my God, and this guy comes up and has his book and asked him to sign it. He went, no.
What?
It was kind of disheartening. He was kind of a jerk.
Listen, I mean, I think we're not expecting that in public Bill is going to be an overly friendly guy. I mean, I don't think that fits in with kind of what his personality is.
I know. We were starstruck and was kind of disappointing. But
Yeah, but you know what? You just an FYI, you can't be disappointed because a lot of people don't understand that person wants that autograph.
Right.
To sell the book to a memorabilia guy for $10,000.
No, I wouldn't assume that.
Regardless, somebody like that is getting approached constantly.
That's why Bobby Orr does. Bobby Orr personalizes everything.
Every
he
autograph,
asks
right.
your name.
Yeah. Right.
He asks your name.
Right.
And he writes it to you so you can't go to a memorabilia shop and sell it.
Here's, by the way, today, speaking of the greatest. Not Gretzky, but Orr. Today is B. Orr's birthday.
Oh, wow. Happy, God bless. He's amazing.
Happy birthday to the great number four. And LB, a 978 texter, says Belichick has a personal policy that he will not sign anything so that there can be no resale. So,
exactly.
In this particular case, that is why. Now, this texter says the real question is, why was Bill flying commercial?
Listen,
he's frugal.
Common man.
I mean, the guy is frugal. He's frugal.
5:51 a.m.
Hey, Greg, is one of your arms hanging low or your little hands just won't grow? You bought a $1,000 jacket. Was it worth it, though?
End of message.
We'll see tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We will see tonight.
6:26 a.m.
Thank you. You know what? I know it's spring. Well, I can dip my ice cream in the chocolate kid.
End of message.
Again.
6:58 a.m.
The MLB climate no make sense. The climate change don't make sense. Me.
End of message.
All right, that's going a little far. Leave my buddy alone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.